Be Thou Exalted. Words by Fanny J. Crosby. Music by Alfred B. Smith. As far as I know, this beautiful and praiseworthy hymn does not have any special story connected with its writing. But the more I study it, the more I feel that it was the doxology of a life which had unstintingly dedicated its love and talents to serving God. It was Fanny Crosby's way of saying, "Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." I'd like to introduce you to Fanny Crosby, a vessel for the Master's use. It was her grandmother who said, "Well, if this means Fanny will be blind all of her life, then I will be her eyes." The news had just been received that the wrong medication had been applied to the eyes of the little infant, Fanny Crosby, and that she would no longer have the use of her eyesight. And in 1820, that usually meant that you'd sit in a chair and you'd listen to the world go by. But Fanny had a Christian grandmother, and this Christian grandmother took it upon herself to literally be the eyes of little Fanny Crosby. She described to her sunrises and sunsets. She described to her beautiful scenery. She described animals. She described birds. Grandma played such an important part in her life. Grandma didn't stop here just by telling Fanny about all the beautiful things that God made and how he kept them, but she realized that along with knowing these wonderful things, she should also know God's Word, the Bible. And so she began early to work with the little heart and little mind and helped her to remember the Scriptures. First it was a part of a verse, then a whole chapter. And when Fanny Crosby was 15 years of age and ready to enter the Institute for the Blind as one of its first students in New York City in the year 1835, she had memorized over 16 complete books of the Bible and many hundreds of other verses and portions of Scripture. Grandmother had done her part. Fanny loved her grandmother. In later years, she wrote a poem entitled Grandma's Rocking Chair and told of the many things that happened at that rocking chair. It's the kind of poem that I just can't read publicly anymore. I break down about halfway through as I relive with Fanny the things she wrote about and relive some of the scenes that took place at that rocking chair. In fact, I love the poem so much, I put it in my own hymn history book. Fanny Crosby began to write the words for gospel songs around 1855 and continued to do so until she was 95 years old in 1915. It was at that time that God took her home. She wrote 8,000 to 9,000 gospel songs. Just think of it. And so many of them are our favorites. Rescue the Perishing, To God Be the Glory, Blessed Assurance, and I could go on naming many, many more. I found a particular poem that Fanny had written. Perhaps it was not transcribed correctly, and it had never gotten anywhere. I'm sure the average composer looked at it and said, "Well, this doesn't quite sound like a poem that Fanny Crosby would write." And he would say, "Well, I think I'll have to have it sent back and have someone read it to her so she could correct it." This, of course, never was done. I found this poem, and I think I found out where the words had to be corrected. I did this and added a chorus. The result was our song, Be Thou Exalted. God has chosen to bless it. I know you'll enjoy singing this testimony of praise by Fanny Crosby. Though it was published so many years ago, it's still fresh and still a wonderful, wonderful truth to sing about. Be Thou exalted forever and ever, God of eternity, the Ancient of Days. Wondrous in majesty, so mighty in wisdom, perfect in holiness and worthy of praise. Be Thou exalted by seraphs and angels, be Thou exalted with harp and with song. Saints in their anthems of rapture adore Thee, Thine be the glory forever. Amen.